Aren't you glad this morning it is His breath that fills our lungs? Boy, we need it, don't we? Amen. Genesis 19. Title of this message is going to be bouncing from week to week, bouncing off of last week. And if you were here or watched, now we talked about revival last week, and we talked about the source of that revival. No, I'm not going to sing, Connor. Looking this morning, though, sort of a portion of what I talked about last week, looking at something that needs to be really addressed, and I think it needs to be addressed in most churches. The title of the message is simply this, and you're going to get the hint of Genesis 19 here in just a moment. The title is simply this: Don't Look Back. Don't look back. Last week in Psalm 85, we saw part of what the psalmist was writing there. We saw that part of revival is remembering the past. Amen? Remembering the blessings of what God has done for us. But as I said last week, I'll say it again this week. We are to remember the past, not relive the past. And that is important here. As for this morning, we're going to have 4 points looking at this. In the passage here in Genesis 19, the title, Don't Look Back, you know who I'm speaking about here if you've read the Bible at all, and that would be Lot's wife. We see in this story here, it's quite a story, amen. I mean, it's so funny, the other night in our kids' devotional and the family devotional time before bed, Kathy read this story, and it sort of felt like she was preaching the message. So maybe she could just get up and do it this morning, amen. Could the Reverend Kathy Flack please rise? No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, we see in this very unique story, of course, the story goes, you know the story as well as me, but Lot receives the two visitors at the gate. He takes them to the house, and they're warning him, you better get out of Dodge. You better get out of here, and you need to take your family. And of course, the future son-in-laws don't go. It's just his two daughters and his wife, and they head out of town as quickly as they can go, and they're leaving and they're going, and God gives a command. Don't look back. Now, we couldn't help but thinking that devotional, you know, you're trucking along, and in their sense, they're trucking along, you know, they're going, they're walking, you know, and Lot's wife does the unthinkable. She looked back and poof. Now, our thoughts the other night, and I've had these thoughts already, just me being me. Put yourself in Lot's shoes or the daughter's shoes. You're walking along and you're just going about your business, and all of a sudden, there's a pile of salt, right? I mean, did Lot go, what? Or did Lot go, yes? Or, I mean, what was Lot? I mean, what was, I mean, you had to think, you know, I mean, that had to be a bit of a stunner for him, right? I mean, there they are. I mean, evidently they kept going, the Bible. I mean, it says they kept going. They said, oh, well, let's, you know. I know, did they rake her up? Did they put her in a shaker? You know, a little song. I mean, what did they do, you know? I mean, y'all ever think about that kind of stuff when you read the Bible? Okay, evidently just I do. Okay, anyway, but it's fun to think about those things. But this morning, simply titling, Don't Look Back. And again, I think for so many people, and let's categorize this morning, for so many churches, they spend so many days reliving the glory days that they die in the present. That they forget that God is still at work, amen? God is still revealing through men and women. And when I think about that, the one thing that always comes to my mind, and the way my mind works, is I think about music. I think about these songs. To me, when I think about these new songs, these new worship songs, these new Christian songs, to me, that is God still at work through the Holy Spirit revealing new and awesome music for us to enjoy. Amen? So many people look at it. I know nobody in this room does this. No, that's just that new stuff. No. That's not God. The only thing that God's that hymn book. That's the only thing of God. We don't do that, amen? God is still at work, amen? God is still speaking and He still is working. Dare I say, if we can believe this, God is still doing miracles, amen? But we've got to be able to live in the moment, live in the present, and see what God is at work doing, or else we'll miss it. Because what are we doing? Looking back. So this morning, looking at the scripture, Genesis chapter 19, verses 25 and 26, and again, it's the story of Lot and his wife, and he says in verse 25, thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain. Now it's pretty amazing reading the story about Lot's wife, but think about that. All of the cities in the entire plain, whew, it was gone, right? Hollywood effects. Think about that for a second, okay? The entire plain is gone. All the cities, all the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife, she looked back and she became a pillar of salt. So this morning, looking at those and thinking about four things that we need to be really careful about as a church, as believers, that we're not looking back upon. And the first thing is this, and I believe this is the one Lot's wife fits in. Okay? Too many times we look back at the desire of the world and the sins that we've supposedly left behind. Amen? Now we don't do that. Let's don't answer out loud. Let's don't have participation this morning, right? Okay? When we come to Christ, we say, Christ, I'm coming to you because I'm in need of you. I am broken before you. I need you to change me. I need you to begin molding me into who you desire me to be. Amen? Is that not salvation? Amen? All right, maybe we do need participation so we can roll quicker, okay? But listen, that's what happens, but too many times what really happens is we say all the right words and we come to Christ and we say, God, I want you. God, I need you. And then we get into it and we get into the thick of things and then we start doing this. We start looking back because we think we can hold on to some things. Amen? It's okay. God won't mind if I take a dab or take a little bit of this over here and I can just hold on to it. And we look back. And all that does, listen to me, all that does is allows the sin of the world to entangle and drag down our relationship with Jesus Christ. The one thing that should mean more than anything in the world to us. Yet we look back. Now, aren't you glad God doesn't say to you and I today, hey, when you come to me fully. If you look back, you're going to be like Lot's wife. Would any of us be here this morning? Nope. So this morning, we've got to stop looking back on that sin and those desires that are back there and realize that if we truly desire a relationship with Jesus Christ, those desires don't matter anymore. Amen. They shouldn't, right? I mean, we can say that, amen. We can say that this morning. We can certainly think it. We can certainly do those things. But now it comes to saying, we can say it and we can think it. Now it comes to say, let's put it into action. Why is it so important that we don't look back on those sins? Why is it so important that we don't continue to live those sins? Because now you're in a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's what you're presenting to the world, amen. You're telling your friends and family, I believe in Jesus. I have salvation. I have forgiveness. My desire. What are they seeing? They're still back here. They're still in the sin. They're still dwelling on that. They're still living in that. That's where they are at. So this morning, my challenge to you and to me is this, is we need to stop looking back on what we thought was so sweet and so good. Because when you were living in it, let's be honest right now, when you were living in that stuff, was it really all that sweet and good? Did it uplift you as a person? Did it uplift the people around you? No. But now you're somewhere that will. We have to come to that realization and that understanding and be willing to live it. So we need to stop looking back on what we thought was so good and genuinely give it to God and leave it there. Amen? Isn't that funny? Oh, yeah, I gave that to God a long time ago. Isn't it funny that we say that? I gave that to God a long time ago. The fact that you're saying it means it's probably still somewhere right there. Right? You ever thought about that? I mean, think about that for a second. Oh, yeah, I gave it. Oh, yeah. Just don't look in my back pocket. So we need to stop looking back on the things that we think are so sweet and so good. We also need to stop looking back, and this is important. We need to stop looking back on our past failures. You hear me? Nothing confuses me more as a pastor than to see a believer proclaim Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and yet dwell on their failures or their shortcomings that they've lived through in the past. You say, why? Why, Pastor? Well, here's why. Did it happen back here? You hear me? Did it? Did you make some bad choices at one time in your life? Yes? Did God bring you through, and now you're still here? You're still breathing and living, and you're right here? Amen? Are you breathing this morning? Whew. Coach is checking. You're right here. You're still breathing. God still has you. God is still using you. God has got you and He's moving you forward. So stop living on your past failures. Let them go. Stop. They do not define who you are today. Amen? Do we really believe that? Well, we can say amen. I believe that we need to stop looking back and stop saying, well, I did that. Okay. What'd you do today? What'd you do today? Some people can't live in the present because they're so busy focusing on the fact that they didn't do good enough in the past. Where are you at now? I think God is saying to stop looking back. Stop doing that. I've heard testimonies throughout my life. I've heard testimonies where they will speak for an hour. You hear me? An hour. I was a drunk and I was this and I was that and I used drugs and I was a sex addict and I was all these things. And they talk about that for an hour and they only share the gospel of Jesus, the thing that matters the most, for 20 seconds. Stop focusing on the failures and start focusing on where you are right now and what God has done for you. Don't allow the past to beat you up in the present. God is saying, stop looking back. I've got you right where I want you. Do you believe God's got you planted right where you're supposed to be? If that's the case and you're rooted there, say it again this week. Let go and let God use you. Turn those past failures into present celebrations. Amen? Do you realize some of your past failures that you've survived through, God survived you through? Do you realize there's people all around you right now that are right there? Guess what? They don't need us. They need Him. Who do we live for? Him. He's given us the opportunity to be in the present and be useful and not dwell and beat ourselves up and think we're less of a person because, well, I've done this and this and this. Do you think God looks at you that way? When God says, I forgive you, guess what He does? He forgives you. Isn't that awesome? It's unlike some friendships you have in your life. Amen? So when we think about these things, we need to stop looking back and stop dwelling on those things. Stop dwelling on those past failures. Now, here's the third one here. We're moving along. I'm trying to do 20 minutes today. I'm trying to do awesome, but it's going to be hard, okay? Don't look back on your past failures. Now, here's a kicker now. Let's flip the book all the way to the other end. You ready? I know. God? Don't look back and live and dwell on your past successes either. You ever met those folks? Well, I did that. Some 85-year-old man. Yeah, I won that high school championship back in 1904. You know, congratulations. You know, what do you say? I mean, great. Wonderful. You say, well, why do you say that, preacher? Why do you think God would think that? Because here's why, especially for churches, okay? I've seen a lot of churches do this. All they can live on in the present is the fact of how great they were 40 years ago. You say, Pastor, you're stepping on some ground here. Good. Oh, when so-and-so. There have been some great saints, amen. And we should remember those saints, amen. But not relive it. What happens in churches since, not individuals, but a lot of times in churches, is that we're so glued to those past success, those past things that have productively happened, that we lose sight that there's a hurting community all around us in the present. I know you've probably heard this, and you can shake your heads after I say it, okay? This is something that's been around for several years, and I forget who originated this. I can't tell you. But it's been around probably two decades or so. And it's this. The deadliest sentence for a church is this. We have never done it that way before. Now we can, you know, laugh and chuckle and say those things, and that's fine. You know, there's a lot of churches out there today that live by that rule. We have never done it that way before. Now, it goes off of what I spoke about last week on revival, church, and not looking back in this essence and in this sense is this, church. Listen. The methods are going to change. Really quiet in the room. The book never will. You hear me? What worked when we think about the glory years of a church 40 years ago in that culture is 180%, 2,000% different than today. Do we really understand that? There are churches that fill this country. I'm not just talking Southern Baptists either. I'm talking churches of all backgrounds and all denominations that fill this country today are meeting right now just like you and I are. The reason I shared that stat with you recently that about 65 to 70% of all congregations in America now are 65 or fewer people. And there's a lot of churches that are meeting all across this country. And if it's not done a certain way during the glory days today, as it was done then, we can't do church. And churches and faith in America is doing what? Dying. So we've got to be real careful about not looking back and dwelling and living on past successes. You know why we're still here, amen, right? You know why churches are still planted in communities across this nation? It's because of what happened in the past, amen? what they did and what they worked so hard to do. And I think most of those men and women, if they could look down on us or raise up and say to us, they'd probably say to us, you need to wake up. It's not the same society anymore. So we can't live on past successes and expect to be productive in the present. Can't do it. Cannot do it. So don't look back and live on your failures. Don't look back and live on your successes. But this morning at the 20-minute mark, I need to hurry up because this is the most important one. Why do we not look back? Why do we not look back? Because God said, don't do it. Shouldn't that be good enough for us? God warned Lot and his family. It was really, if you read Genesis 19, I challenge you to go read it. You say, oh, that's in the Old Testament or New Testament church. I can preach that next week. Okay, let's go read the chapter. Really had one role or one thing they needed to do. Get your stuff, get out. Don't look back. Now, just like typical folks that get messages from God, what did one of the members do? You know, it sort of makes me think about theology a little bit. You know, it was Eve and that serpent that brought Adam into... I'm kidding. Sheila's looking at me right now. Don't you go down that road. God said, don't look back. That's your one thing. Don't do it. And they're running out because of Lot's wife's desire. That's what it was, a lust for sin. And boy, that was a sinful plane, amen? You read that and it just makes you go, oh, what was going on there in that time? She couldn't refuse. God had one command, don't look back. She looked back. Now, did God keep His word? Did God say, okay, Lot's wife, you go spend 5 minutes in time out? Mm-mm. He kept His word. God says, don't look back. I reiterate, and I'll come for full circle this morning. Again, just like I said last week. See, some of y'all look at me like, oh, I can see it on your faces. Again, just like Psalm 85. Genesis 19 reads the same way. I do not believe by no means that we should forget our past. You hear me? Understand me this morning. I'm not one of these guys that believe that it's okay to erase history. That's not good, because what do you do? Just like I said last week, what happens when you erase it? You repeat it. You want to repeat it. But I think as we remember, and that's the key word, we got to be real careful not to live in it, relive it. That's the big key. Because if we're so focused and dwelling in the past, we will never live in the present. God has us where? Right here. It all goes back to the word change. You know what has changed in this room since you first walked in? You know what's changed? Some are smiling because you know. You have. You have changed. No, I haven't. You have now gotten 24 minutes older since I started this sermon. Isn't that awesome? Now some, I'm not older. Maybe that's true. Maybe we're like a fine wine and we've just gotten better, right? Amen? You shouldn't know about that. You're a preacher. Wait, what are you doing? Okay, a cheese. How about that then? Okay. We're constantly changing is the point. Everything is constantly changing. Isn't that the cool thing about nature and beauty? Isn't that cool? You ever think about that? You ever sit on a beach somewhere and watch every different wave come in and know that it's different and it's changing? Isn't that amazing? Isn't God awesome? You ever been to the mountains? Anybody ever been to the mountains? Y'all still there? Y'all still there? Do you know you can go to the same, whatever your spot is, whatever your deck or back porch is, wherever it is that you like to go to? And you could go, you went 5 years ago, you could have looked out and you could see the beauty, right? Is it beautiful? I promise I'll end if y'all wake up. Listen, it's beautiful, isn't it? You know, you could go today and you know what's changed. Everything you look at. It's all different. That's the majesty of God. So if nature and we're constantly changing, constantly moving forward, I think God clearly says, you better not look back. Because you may turn around and go, wait a minute, what's going on? So it's a challenge to each one of us. And I think each one of those points applies to us. Some of us in the room may have some trouble looking back on some desires that we still have. We cannot continue to repeat sin and expect God to do great things in our lives. Amen. We cannot think that we're just a bunch of failures because of what we did 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Amen. God took it, right? You think He forgave you? Think it's nailed to the cross? You think it is? If you do, believe it. You may have been successful 40, 80, 2, 3 years ago. What are we doing about it right now? What are we doing about it right now? And the last thing is simply this as a reminder. Don't look back, because you know what? There's too many good things right now to look forward to. Amen. Do you believe God's still at work? Hard to see sometimes. Hard to feel it, right? But that's what faith is. Expecting even in the darkest of moments, amen? He's at work right now. So let's maybe stop doing this. Start doing this. Watch what God may or what He will do. Amen? Heavenly Father God, I thank You for this morning.